5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks with the year in review. And you don't need me to tell you that there was one dominant story that caused death, economic upheaval, dislocation, and isolation all over the world in 2020.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic. Pandemic is not a word to use lightly or carelessly.
Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus of the World Health Organization making it official. COVID-19, which only got its name in February, was a pandemic that would go on to claim nearly 2 million lives worldwide by the end of the year. The most infected country on the planet, the USA, where President Trump told the American people one thing, but Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward something else.
It's going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle. It will disappear.
It goes through air, Bob. That's always tougher than the touch. You just breathe the air, and that's how it's passed.
The pandemic originated in Wuhan in China. As the year ends, it's still unclear what kind of price the rest of the world expects China to pay for the catastrophe that followed. But with vaccines now approved for use, there are at least hopes that 2021 could see some semblance of normal life return. The other big news of the year?
The people of this nation have spoken. They've delivered us a clear victory.
Joe Biden became president-elect of the United States. Though President Trump ends the year still falsely claiming that the election was rigged and Joe Biden will be an illegitimate president. Earlier in the year, President Trump was acquitted at his impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate. He brandished a newspaper headline at the White House to celebrate the moment.
You can take that home, honey. Maybe we'll frame it. It's the only good headline I've ever had in the Washington Post.
It was a very rocky year for the environment, with wildfires in California and other parts of the world causing unparalleled amounts of devastation. California's Governor Gavin Newsom.
771,000 acres has already been burned in the state of California, the equivalent to the size of the state of Rhode Island.
When the year began, the name George Floyd was unknown.
I can breathe. Please, in the name of...
On May the 25th, he died at the knee of a Minneapolis police officer, sparking a resurgence of protests by the Black Lives Matter movement. 2021 will see the trial of Officer Derek Chauvin, charged with second-degree murder. A year of tremendous uncertainty in Britain ended with Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing a Brexit deal with the European Union.
We've taken back control of our laws and our destiny. We've taken back control of every jot and tittle of our regulation in a way that is complete and unfettered.
In 2021, the UK will seek a trade deal with the US. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. 2020 saw disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein jailed for rape and sexual assault. He's serving a 23-year sentence at a maximum security prison near Buffalo in New York. His trial heard horrific testimony from actresses and former assistants. Attorney Gloria Allred represented many of them.
This sentence is long enough for him at least to begin to understand what he's done.
2021 will see the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, the associate of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. She's charged with sex trafficking and assault. She was arrested in July at a remote property in New Hampshire. Britain's Prince Andrew, a friend of Jeffrey Epstein, is still wanted for questioning in the US. Britain's royal family witnessed another bit of upheaval in 2020, with Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle departing the UK for a new unregal life in the US.
The decision that I have made for my wife and I to step back is not one I made lightly. And I know I haven't always gotten it right, but as far as this goes, there really was no other option.
Among those we lost in 2020, Kobe Bryant, the basketball great, died in a helicopter crash with his young daughter. His widow Vanessa spoke at their memorial service.
A couple weeks before they passed, Kobe sent me a sweet text and mentioned how he wanted to spend time together. Just the two of us. Because I'm his best friend first.
Among other notable deaths in 2020, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg of the U.S. Supreme Court, the actor who starred in Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, and at the age of 103, Dame Vera Lynn.
We meet again. Don't know where. Don't know when. But I know we'll meet again. Some sunny day.
And that's the Year in Review from Feature Story News. Simon Marks reporting.